Thank you, Jeremy. It's good to be back. Some of you I will probably see tomorrow, but those who I haven't seen in a while, it is great to be here. We're going to be looking at the Gospel from Matthew, chapter 9. It's on page 921, Matthew 9, beginning at verse 18. Page 921. Matthew writes, "While Jesus was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, 'My daughter has just died. But come and put your hand on her, and she will live.' Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, 'If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.' Jesus turned and saw her. 'Take heart, daughter,' he said. 'Your faith has healed you.' And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, 'Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep.' But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region." Well, if you've been with us for the last few weeks, you'll know that the sermon series is Why Take Jesus Seriously? And Jeremy, I think you put kind of a subtitle to today's talk, and that was Jesus Thrives on Pressure. And I have to make a confession that I feel under a little bit of pressure myself to try to articulate from this passage some sensible way as to tell you about how Jesus thrived under pressure. And so in preparing my talk, I did what any under pressure preacher would do, and I went to the big G. Yep, you guessed it, Google. And when I Googled Jesus and pressure, about 99% of all the stuff that came up took on this position of how Jesus was just so amazing at dealing with pressure situations. Time and time again, I would read of these examples, how despite the pressure, despite the situation, the demands on him, Jesus was able to face whatever these situations were without any sense of despair. He would deal with each of these circumstances with this real calm. And he dealt with each person individually. And if you look even at today's reading, I don't know if you noticed in that first verse, the ruler came to Jesus when his daughter had already died. Not ill, not sickly, not unwell, but dead. So no pressure on Jesus then, huh? And no sooner has Jesus then set off on what seems to be this almost impossible miracle mission than another woman who's also got desperate need, she stops him, doesn't she? She reaches out to him, he pauses, and he deals with her situation so calmly and brings about relief to her personal suffering. And I have to say, not that I would ever think of myself as Jesus, but I'll tell you what, in that situation, I suspect I would have just said, look, not right now. I'm just on this small little mission of raising someone from the dead. And then just sort of said, it is not a good time. And in Luke's account of the same story, he records that as Jesus was making his way to the synagogue leader's house, Luke says that the crowds around him were so dense that they almost crushed him. And I'm in no doubt, friends, that what was happening then is, can you imagine it? People are shouting out to Jesus for healing. They're shouting out to him that he might bless them. I mean, they're pressing against him. I mean, there's people trying to get selfies with Jesus. You know, you can see the whole thing happening. And despite all this, there's no record at all of Jesus getting stressed out. He deals with this woman's illness with a great sense of calm, doesn't he? There's nothing that we read that records that Jesus lost his patience, despite the fact that that crowd was so unwilling to get into a, you know, an orderly British queue to see him, right? But anyway, back to Google. So I'm reading these articles and I'm reading these sermons, about how amazing Jesus is at dealing with pressure. You know, I'm thinking, well, that's terrific, but I'm not that surprised. I mean, last time I checked, he was God. And to be honest, knowing that Jesus could cope with any pressure situation because he's God, I mean, that's great on one hand, but on the other hand, on a very human level, I'm thinking, how do I deal with that? How do I process that? What about us mere mortals? Now, one of the articles that I read said, Jesus lived a stress-free life because he would dot, dot, dot. I mean, fill in the blanks. He did this, he did that. And if for just a moment we put to one side what Jesus did to deal with pressure, is it right that Jesus led a stress-free life? I mean, honestly, tell me about Jesus' stress-free life in the hours before he was arrested. I've got this picture in my mind of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. In chapter 2 of Luke's gospel, the doctor Luke writes, Jesus, being in anguish, prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And some of you may know this, but what Luke was recording there isn't just some kind of poetic device. He's describing an actual medical condition that's called hematohidrosis. It's a condition where the capillary blood vessels that feed the sweat glands, they rupture, and it causes them to exude blood. Acute fear and extreme stress are the most common causes of that condition. So tell me again about the stress-free life that Jesus led. Rick Warren, you know who I mean, right, of purpose-driven life fame. Rick Warren wrote this. He said, Jesus faced constant frustrations, but he never got irritated. But I said, is that right? I mean, I know he's Rick Warren, but is that right? Jesus never got irritated. Friends, I'm just a layman, and it's quite possible that I'm reading the Bible wrongly or incorrectly or whatever the word is, but it seems to me that the Gospels do record of situations where Jesus does lose his cool a couple of times, and he gets a bit frustrated with people. Matthew 17 records the time when Jesus says, "Oh, you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." And there's another verse in Matthew from chapter 15, verse 16, where I've read that the Message translation comes closest to the original Greek. And in it, Jesus says to Peter, "Are you being willfully stupid?" And like I said, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it does seem to me that Jesus didn't lead a stress-free life and that he demonstrated entirely normal human emotions like frustration and distress and pain. Now, maybe that's not the kind of Jesus we like, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar, and I can see why perhaps it makes some of us feel uncomfortable to say anything that would look like it's in any way diminishing the deity of Jesus. But if you ask me why I take Jesus seriously, why he deserves my attention, I'll tell you, it's not just because of the miracles. It's because of the man. Jesus Christ Superstar, the creator of the universe, the source of all life, the one who has the power to bring the dead back to life, that same Jesus also felt the anxiety and the stress that I feel. And in and amongst the stories of his peace and his calm is woven this wonderful, beautiful narrative of very real human emotions like fear and anguish and joy and frustration. And friends, to me, that makes all the difference. I have no interest in knowing a God who has no clue of my feelings or experiences. I want to be engaged with an emotional God. And it seems to me that the God of the Old Testament is this God of great emotions, right? Great feelings. So then God comes to us in human form, and we want to strip him of all human emotions. Why? Think about it. He paid a huge price for his humanity. And Jesus is no less God. No less God because he experienced anxiety. He's no less God because he got frustrated with us being a bunch of blockheads. And so let me just close with one final thought. It's about trusting Jesus. Now, can I ask you, just think of the times, perhaps recently or in the past, when you had a difficult or challenging situation and you sought someone's advice and help. Now, whose advice did you trust? Was it the advice that was given to you by someone who had never experienced what you were personally going through? Or was it the advice that had been provided to you by someone who could identify with your own situation because they had experienced it? Now, when I'm in a stressful situation, when I'm anxious about the difficulties in my life, I turn to Jesus. Yes, I turn to him because he works miracles in impossible situations. Yes, I turn to him because, like the situation we read about today, he has an ability to overcome even impossible situations. But I also turn to Jesus because he's not just some superstar who has no notions of the doubts or the fears or the frustrations that I have. I turn to him because in love, he lived the very life experiences that I'm living. And that's why I can trust him. And that's why I take him seriously. Thank you.